This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
A couple of times a month, we have the opportunity to check in with Drew Early from Decatur Memorial Hospital. I know we're going to talk about nurses, but I got to tell you, you guys hit it out of the park on May the 4th Be With You Day. That was an unbelievably cute picture.
Well, nothing like Baby Yoda and real babies mashed together for real cuteness overload. And I think they really the photographers did a great job, and we're thankful for the families for letting us share those really great pictures.
Oh, they're fantastic. That was just fantastic. All right, tell me about this is National Nurses Week, and I know we've always appreciated, sort of the heartbeat of hospitals and nurses, but this past year, more than ever, what they have done and meant to our communities and our lives and our families. Just talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, it's a great opportunity for us to recognize people that have really given so much of themselves over the course of the last year. You know, as we've moved through this pandemic, the value of healthcare in our local community has really been magnified. People really, I think, understand what it means to have hospitals like we have here in Decatur available to us in our time of need. And within those hospitals are really the true heroes of our world. And those are those frontline healthcare workers, in particular, you know, nurses. And this week it's an opportunity for us to recognize them, to just take a few minutes to, you know, kind of step back and say thank you and really appreciate the work that they do day in, day out, whether it's the pandemic or whether it's, delivering Baby Yodas. It's they just do tremendous work every day.
All right. And you guys are having an upcoming recruitment event. What is that? Next Monday, May 10th. Tell me about that.
That we are. And you know, we're really thrilled to get back to in-person, on-hospital campus event. We're making sure we're taking all the necessary precautions to keep everyone safe. But it's great to welcome people into DMH. And, you know, it's a good opportunity for prospective candidates to take a look at our campus that haven't been here. So we're really looking for those certified nurses assistants, LPNs, RNs, that are interested in learning more about the opportunities here at DMH. So on Monday the 10th, as you mentioned, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., we're holding this event. They can park in Lot A near the main lobby or the Barnes lobby, for those that are familiar, over on the east side of our campus. And they can come in, they can get checked in at the front, and you'll be directed to our classrooms. And you'll get a chance to talk with some of our leaders, some of our HR folks, and really learn about the opportunity. So from 9 to 4 on the 10th, feel free to come in. If you want to pre-register, great opportunity. We can be prepared for you. Go to jobs.choosememorial.org/events. That's jobs.choosememorial.org/events. You can register, or you're welcome to walk in on the day of. And again, it's an opportunity for us to share a little bit about what's going on here and for people to learn about the opportunities here at DMH.
Talk to me about a career in nursing. You know, high school kids, kids that are starting college, graduating this year, with the pandemic being an accelerator, with all things changing, telehealth, all of these things, the need for nurses has never been greater, and it's a very competitive field out there right now.
It absolutely is, and you know, the need for us to really reach out to these young people that are making those decisions about their career. And you know, we've talked about this, Brian, that nursing really offers a career. This is not a job. This is an opportunity for growth, to advance yourself. And we've got many, many examples of people who have really been here since, you know, graduating high school, and they start as a nurse's aide, and they work their way up, and they become a registered nurse, and then ultimately they're working in our ORs as certified registered nurse anesthetist. I mean, I've got all kinds of examples of this. We also have people who, you know, they say, you know, I want to work in an OR, and after a few years, you want to change your pace, and they might go work in an ER, and then they could spend some time working in an ICU. All of these things are options when you choose this as your career. A lot of flexibility, a lot of room for growth, and opportunities for varied experiences that can really keep things fresh and really help you see a lot of this really important profession.
All right, good stuff. Once again, Monday, 9 to 4, and who is it again that you're looking to, you know, people who are already in the industry?
We're looking for RNs, LPNs, and people interested in becoming CNAs. They can come check us out. And also, we've got some great sign-on bonuses now between $2,500 and $15,000, depending on what roles people choose. So we're really excited to host the community for this event.
All right, Drew, good luck. Have a great week. We appreciate it, and thank you for being with us today.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.